Paragimel begins with the pasuk of Eilat told us Aaron and Moshe. These are the offspring, the generations of Aaron and Moshe. Biyom diber Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. After this introductory pasuk, the chapter then continues with the names of Eilat Shmos b'nei Aaron. It goes through the details of the various children and descendants of Aaron and the family of Kohanim. Given the fact that the immediate succeeding psukim all focus on delineating Aaron's offspring and Aaron's family tree, two obvious questions emerge. One is, why is Moshe's name mentioned at all if he doesn't seem to be relevant to the subsequent psukim? Secondly, if for whatever reason Moshe's name is mentioned, we know that in almost every time we have Moshe and Aaron coupled in a pasuk in the Torah, Moshe's name always goes first. Midaber Shemel Moshe v'Aaron, or something like that. Yet here we have specifically the order reversed. Eilat told us Aaron, Moshe. If he's going to be mentioned at all, why second? And frankly, the better question even, why mention him at all? So in the Midrashim and in Chazal, we have many answers to these questions, and I want to share briefly three of them. First, when it comes to the first question of why Aaron is mentioned first, when usually Moshe is given first and top billing. So the Medrash in Bereishis, excuse me, in Bamidbar Rabbah in Parsha Beis tells us as following. This is a way of Hashem giving extra kavod or pumping up Aaron by mentioning his name first. And why did Aaron need that? So the Medrash explains that right before this, the Torah tells us that both Moshe and Aaron were very thorough in checking out the yichus, the lineage of the various people who had been attached to the camp, to make sure that everyone had proper lineage. We knew that everyone was in fact Jewish and what tribe they belonged to, etc., etc. And while this was happening, while Aaron was involved in this, a number of Jews were making fun of Aaron. Omer lo Yisrael, ad ata miyachaseinu yachais Elazar bincha. Why are you checking our yichus? Look in the mirror first. After all, Elazar, your son, who did he marry? He married the daughter of an idolater. As the pasuk says in Shmos, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chafev, Elazar ben Aaron, Lakach lo bibenos, Putiel lo isha. Putiel here is a reference to Yisro, but the name Putiel is used because this is a reference to Yisro before he saw the light, before he converted, and this is a reference to his idolatrous practice of fattening animals as part of his service of Avodah Zarah. So they said to Aaron, you're worried about our yichus? Why don't you look in the mirror? Why don't you worry about your yichus? Once Hashem saw that people were making fun of the mazalzal in Aaron, so the Torah tells us, and this is in the words of the Medrash, Kevet Shra Kadosh Baruch Hu Shai Mazalzal in Bo Yisrael, Hiktim Kvodo Shal Aaron the Kvodo Shal Moshe. That's why the Torah goes out of its way to specifically mention Aaron here first, in order to give extra kavod to Aaron, to make sure that everyone understands that Hashem has not lost any of his faith in Aaron, and in fact, despite the unusual circumstances, but in fact, Aaron and his children had done nothing wrong. That is helpful for perhaps understanding why Aaron's name is first. It doesn't help to understand why Moshe is mentioned at all. So in a collection of Midrashim known as the Medrash Agada, one very beautiful answer is suggested, and that is to tell us that Lomar Lecha, Mipnei Shelohaya Behen Yetzer Hara Zeh Keneged Zeh, there was no jealousy whatsoever between Moshe and Aaron. Aaron wrote to Moshe, Navi, Ve'enu Mitkaneh, even though Moshe was the superior Navi, he was the one who got the Torah, Aaron was not jealous of him. Av Moshe wrote to Aaron, Kohen Gadol, Ve'enu Mitkaneh. But when Moshe saw that Aaron had become the Kohen Gadol, and not only did Aaron become the Kohen Gadol, Af HaBonim came, but now we see the descendants of Aaron, that they are going to be the Kohanim in the future, Kohanim Gadolim, still nevertheless, Lohaya Zeh, Mekaneh, Bzeh, Bzeh, V'lo Mekaneh, Bzeh. As a demonstration of how much love and how impressed Hashem was with the selflessness and the absolute lack of jealousy between the brothers, Hashem goes out of his way here in the pasuk to mention Moshe's name as well, as if to say, because they loved each other and so genuinely happy for each other's success, Uncle Moshe, in a certain sense, was also Father Moshe, because he was so happy for Aaron, he was so happy for Aaron's children, not any tinge of natural human jealousy that we might have expected, and therefore his name is mentioned here because he had a genuine fatherly happiness and pride in the success of his brother and of his nephews. A third and final answer is one that many of us are familiar with because it's actually quoted in Rashi here, but the source is a comment of Chazal in Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us this is teaching us a different important rule, not about sibling love and lack of jealousy between siblings, but rather a different, more important, or more broad, I should say, halacha. Kol Malamed Ben Chaveru Torah, Ma'ala Alav HaKasuv, Ki'ilu Yoladu. It's not just about brothers. In general, anytime you have somebody who teaches Torah to someone else's children, you should know, says the Gemara, that that teacher is considered like a father. If you teach Torah, you become a spiritual parent to your students. And the proof text for this cited in the Gemara is our pasuk, Ve'ela toldos Aharon u'Moshe. Why is Moshe being mentioned here? These aren't his descendants. This is not his offspring. It's not his family tree. It's all of Aaron's children, Aaron's family tree. And yet, says the Gemara, we see here, it comes to teach us, Lomar lecha, Aaron yulad u'Moshe limed. Aaron gave birth to them, but Moshe is the one who, in fact, taught them. Lefichach nikru al shmo shel Moshe. These are also mentioned by Moshe. They're also as if Moshe is the spiritual father as well. And it's an incredibly powerful, not only explanation of the pasuk, but a very, very broad lesson for all of us who are in positions of influence. Yes, of course, it's true, and the Torah certainly highlights the importance of kibud av v'aim, and the fact that you give physical life, biological life to your children is an incredible thing. But there's an additional factor, which is the spiritual life and nourishment that we give. If we are privileged enough to give that spiritual nourishment to our children, so then we have both. We are both the biological and spiritual parents. But very often, and really in every one of our cases, whatever we give our children, we also benefit largely from the teachers, the Rebbeim, the Moros, all the teachers our children have throughout the years. And anyone who teaches someone else's Torah, it becomes a partner with the biological parent, becomes a spiritual parent as well. And the paradigm for this, and this significant lesson about the importance of teaching Torah and the influence you can have on people, becoming almost a spiritual parent, we learn from this pasuk and the reference to Moshe here in the context of Aaron's children.